Shri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami. I am Tejas Sai Krishnamurti from Chennai Metro South, Tamil Nadu, a Group 3 Balvikas student. We have just witnessed the convocation procession and heard the hymns of the Vedas from the state of Odisha. I feel really blessed to invite Mr. Nimish Pandya, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, to address the gathering. Mr. Nimish Pandya is a senior advocate in the High Court of Bombay and presently All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. He is currently the chairperson of the Pandya International Juris Associates. A very dynamic, enterprising and vibrant personality who can win over the hearts of both old and young. He oversees the education programs in India, including Bal Vikas and Sri Satya Sai schools. Both Mrs. and Mr. Pandya have shared a rich association with the education and human values programs since its inception.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations at the Divine Lotus Feet of our most beloved Master, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. On behalf of all the Bal Vikas alumni present here, not present here, but present in India, and all the Bal Vikas children and alumni present all over the world, on behalf of the Gurus, on behalf of their parents, on behalf of all devotees here, we offer a prayer to Bhagwan and seek his blessings and divine anugraha that the mission that he started, we become worthy to continue it for years and years to come, is our humble prayer to Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Indeed, the 8th event of the alumni of Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas and the 5th benediction ceremony of the Group 3 children is a very, very important landmark, brothers and sisters. This year, 2018, is a year when we start preparing for 2019, which is the golden jubilee of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas in India and all over the world. And this is not a small event. There are many jubilees and many golden jubilees. But the golden jubilee of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is a tribute to the master himself. The Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is really not understood by the world yet. The world has no idea what this beautiful program is. Because this stems from the master himself. This stems from the master of the universe, who's full of compassion, who's full of love, and who's full of the potent and the potency of granting peace to mankind. Brothers and sisters, today in the world, we see what state mankind has come to. What degradation mankind is facing today. Total lack of love, total lack of sacrifice, jealousy, greed, lack of unity, divisive forces, fear, anguish. No human being is left apart from this malaise that has conquered the entire humankind. Who has to give solution to this? Who has to give solace to this? Was a thought that didn't bother mankind, that didn't bother saints and sages, that didn't bother the gurus. But the pain was with the master himself. He realized that his own creation is headed to a disaster. And what is it that he would come and help the 21st century man to get peace and happiness? People would have thought that it's a very complex problem. But indeed it is not. The master had a very simple solution. The master came down from his grandeur of omnipresence, omnipotent and omnipresence, and took a lovely, beautiful form of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba and came as a second avatar of Trinity of the Shirdi Satya Sai and Prema Sai Baba. I often wish to wonder when Baba used to say that Shirdi Baba came with a message of Shraddha and Saburi. Satya Sai Baba came with a message of unconditional love and human values. And Baba used to always say that what is started with the first avatar, set by the second avatar, is going to lay fruition in the avatar of Prema Sai Baba. And I used to always wonder, what does it mean? But now, standing here today on the anvil of the golden jubilee of the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, it dawns on us what Bhagwan wanted us to understand. Bhagwan came with the solution of solving the world's problem today only with the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program, of which he was the first Balvikas guru. If you look back the 85 years of the Divine Master's life, what is it? It is one huge Balvikas class which he conducted for 85 years. He was the guru who came with unconditional love, picked up every one of us, each one of us separately he picked us up, brought him to his divine classroom of Prashanti Nilayam. He brought us here, and what did he do? 5 teaching techniques. He gave us his love, unconditional, gave us lovely stories in his discourses, brought us in the mandir every morning to do meditation, brought us to do the suprabhatam, brought us to do the bhajans, and during the course of the day when we lived in Prashanti Nilayam, he gave us small tasks to perform. Probably it was a brick which he wanted to pick up and build up the Varnachandra auditorium. Maybe take some broom and clean up the backyard or something. Work, group activity. Imagine the 5 teaching techniques: storytelling, prayer, bhajan, meditation and group activity was the mission statement of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba all over his life. But as he started this in the first year, 50 years ago when he started this, he was not the person to say, I am going to do this and leave this, because he also knew that one day he would leave his physical coil and go ahead. And then after that, what? But look at the divine vision of the master. When he started the Balvikas movement, he picked up Balvikas gurus all over the world and gave them his power to do the same things, the 5 teaching techniques, pick up children all over the world in the homes and create Prashanti Nilayams in each and every home of the world, was the great vision of the master that he gave it to us, brothers and sisters. And therefore, today is the day when we stand in gratitude, not only to the first guru, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, but to all the gurus who have been gurus and training lakhs and lakhs of children all over the world for the last 50 years. We stand here today in great obeisance to all the Satya Sai gurus who have given their lives for this movement all over the world. Yesterday it was very, very heartening, very heartening to hear from children who are paying great gratitude to their gurus. Because such kind of gurus who have the power of the divine himself are not available in the world. They are only available in the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, brothers and sisters. And therefore, in this world which is torn, bereft of love, in this world which is full of jealousy, greed, anger, power, craziness that we are seeing today, the only solution is Sri Satya Sai Balvikas course and the movement that we have, brothers and sisters. And therefore the theme on the penultimate year before we celebrate the Golden Jubilee is very apt. The Sri Satya Sai Balvikas, the only ray of hope in this world, and that is the truth of the whole world that we know today. Brothers and sisters, nobody in the world today knows how to bring peace on this earth. But Bhagwan has started laying the seeds 50 years ago. Today, in my rough estimate that I can talk about today, in the last 50 years, there must be nothing less than 10 million people, boys and girls, who have gone through the Balvikas movement and are spread in different parts of the world that we can see today. And they are the generals of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. As somebody rightly said, they are not soldiers of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, but they are the generals of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And therefore, let nobody have any fear or doubt that the golden age which Bhagwan has ordained is already there in the world. It is just going to unfold when we celebrate the golden jubilee of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba all over the world. Why would we say this, dear brothers and sisters? Because we have the strength and the courage of the gurus. I also want to congratulate the parents of all the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas children who have participated in this program, a salute to all of them, that they would send their children in today's world to the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas program. It requires great grace and blessings of their own forefathers that the parents today should have the conviction of sending their children to the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. Today's parents have a great problem, brothers and sisters. Today, any part of the world, any country, any parent who has children to grow up and rear up has a problem because the parent does not know what to do with the children. The parent does not know who the children are, because Swami had guided us to tell the parents that, dear parents, remember, these are not your children. They are my children. I have given them in custody so that you can rear them up nicely so that they can come back to me. What the whole saga of parenting that Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba told us to do. And that's what the Bal Vikas movement does. Brings consciousness and brings awareness amongst parents that, look, these are not your children. These have been souls which have been separated from the master soul, have come on the earth, and the mother and the father's prime duty is to ensure that these children touch and merge back with the divine lotus feet where exactly they belong. And that is the fundamental duty of every parent who bears up children. Whether he's an African parent, whether he's an American parent, whether he's an Indian parent, makes no difference. If he or she is a parent, the prime duty is to selflessly ensure that the child merges back with the divine lotus feet, and that's where the destiny and the goal lies. With this understanding coming slowly and gradually all over the world will be a very better place. And why are our children distinct? Our children are distinct because the very halls of Prashanti Nilayam, the Sai Kulwant Hall, has four very strong symbols, brothers and sisters. The two lions on the sides of Bhagwan and the two lions facing Bhagwan every time that they sat on this great throne. What do they signify? They signify that the children of Sri Sati Sai Bal Vikas are lions in their own way. They are leaders in their own way. They don't follow people. People follow the Sri Sati Sai Bal Vikas children, and that is the grandeur of the children of Sri Sati Sai Bal Vikas, brothers and sisters. Dear young friends, brothers and sisters of the Bal Vikas movement, indeed, it is a grace and blessings of years and years and years and maybe births that you and I sit here in the portals of Prashanti Nilayam enjoying the bliss of the grace of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. As you go back today, remember that you are lions and lionesses. You're not sheep and goat. You don't follow people. Be careful that you do your sadhana properly. Be careful that you conquer your mind. Be careful that the real victory lies in conquering the mind and becoming the mastermind. Because when you conquer the mind and become the mastermind, the first grace in the prasad that comes to you is a strong and loud voice of Bhagwan Sri Sat Sai Baba, who is inside each one of us, guiding us in every step of life. And when Bhagwan is guiding us from within, there is no fear. There is only grace, there is only happiness, there is only bliss, because we have the courage to face happiness and sorrow in our own stride, dear brothers and sisters. And that is the power with which we go back. What I urge today to all my esteemed gurus is that now is the time before we touch the Golden Jubilee next year. Let us ensure that we have contacted every past alumni of the Sri Sati Sai Bal Vikas for the last 50 years in each state of India, and whether they are abroad in different countries. We want to bring all these youth together next year, and we want to touch base, because this power is greater than the biggest atomic bomb in the world, because this is the power of love which Bhagwan has invested in all the students. And this power of love is what we want to bring back together. I urge, therefore, sincerely all my gurus, my state presidents, my vice presidents, and all the office bearers of the Sat Sai Yogna in India, let's do one job. Go pick up from the past every such boy and girl who has passed through the movement. Bring them together. Get their data together so that when we celebrate, we have lakhs and lakhs of children all over the world joining us in the Golden Jubilee. And that synergy of divine love can change the world is our firm conviction. Brothers and sisters, I think it is indeed a great day today. And I do not wish to take more time, because we have a very esteemed guest who is going to speak to us today. She is an amazing person, and I think we all should be hearing her. We have a great program ahead of us, and I take this opportunity. We will meet once again in the Purnachandra Auditorium a little later, but I take this opportunity to congratulate your parents. I take this opportunity to congratulate all the gurus, past, present, and many of you will become gurus tomorrow, my future gurus. I pray to Bhagwan that he blesses you with great peace, happiness, and most of all, the self-confidence to walk every step of life, the self-confidence to breathe every breath of life with the conviction that Bhagwan is inside you and He is the friend with whom we walk hand in hand to the last breath of our life. Jai Sai Ram, and God bless. Sai Ram. It's now become a tradition every year for all the cynics and for all the negative people who believe that the Satya Sai program ends. Because I stand here every year and I have this great privilege to let the world know that today in the audience are hundreds and hundreds of young Balvikas children, Group 3 children, who have never seen Baba in their life and are coming to Prashantinilayam for the first time in their life. And I think this is the evidence of the fact that the divine mission and the divine glory is present all over. And for those cynics, I have two more evidences to prove before you that it is not that the students who are passing out right now, but there are many more following. And let me give you just a sample of the two that are going to come. I now invite my two little young girls who are the future Balvika students of this country to come forward and offer to Bhagwan a little card. Where's the other girl? Where's my other girl? Ha, both. A big hand of applause for the future of Balvikas. Table. What is your name?
My name is Jeevika Sharma.
Jeevika Sharma, okay. What is your name?
Sai Sanvi.
Okay. What do you like in Balvikas?
Sir.
Acha, okay. Shreya Shloka, you want to say something? Say a Shloka. Ganana.
Om Ganana Antva Ganpati Gum Hava Mahe Kavim Kavina Puvama Shavastamam Jestra Jam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata An Shinvanu Tibisida Sadhanam.
What do you want to say something? Why do you like Balvikas? Want to say a prayer? Say something. Whatever you like.
I like something very nice.
You like something very nice? Okay. You like Balvikas?
Yes.
You like Balvikas?
Yes.
Okay, very good. You want to say some story? You want to say some prayer? You want to say some shloka? You know what?
I want to say a story.
Okay, say a story. Come on.
What story?
What story? Okay. Okay. We will sing his story, okay? His story. Swami's story we'll say after. Okay. Thank you very much. A big round of applause for them to please. Fantastic. Super. Ada. Nice. Good. Very good. Congratulations. Look, Papa's there. Papa's there. Go sit with Papa. Go sit with Papa. You want to go to Mama or Papa? Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Uncle, for your inspiring talk. You have so wonderfully reminded us that Bhagavan is the Guru, the Loka Guru, for all of us to lead our lives. Thank you so much. I now call upon Srimati Preeta Nair to take over the benediction ceremony. I request my brother and sister from Punjab to offer the scroll at the lotus feet of our Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram. I now call upon the candidates who are eligible for the diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education to stand up in their respective places. Kindly fold your hands and repeat after me. I hereby solemnly declare and promise that if admitted to the diploma of Sri Satya Sai Education, for which I have been duly recommended, I will, in my thought, word and deed, conduct myself with righteousness and upright character. I will, to the utmost of my capacity and opportunity, love and serve my parents. I will endeavor to lead my life on the principle that there is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, the religion of love. And thus, broaden my heart to lovingly embrace the whole mankind as one family. In this manner, I shall support the cause of sound learning, humanity, morality, and spirituality in everyday life. Jai Sai Ram. Kindly be seated.
Thank you, Srimati Pita Nair. I now take this privilege to introduce our chief guest today to you, Srimati Madhuri Dugirala. Srimati Madhuri Dugirala is the director, Google Global Campaign Operations India since 2016. Prior to Google, she was a senior director of engineering at Microsoft. Her association with Swami began when she was 10 years old. Since then, singing Sai Bhajans every week has become her way of life, and she got inspiration from Swami's mission and undertook seva activities. I request Srimati Kamala Pandya, National Mahila Coordinator, to felicitate Srimati Dugirala. I now request Srimati Madhuri Dugirala to give the benediction address.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Our
ఖండమండలాకారం వ్యాప్తం యేన చరాచరం తత్పదం దర్శితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. అనేక జన్మ సంప్రాప్త కర్మబంధ విభాహినే ఆత్మజ్ఞాన ప్రదానేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. మన్నాథ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ మద్గురు శ్రీ జగద్గురు మమాత్మా సర్వభూతాత్మా తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః.
మై లవింగ్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్ అట్ ద డివైన్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ బిలవడ్ భగవాన్. స్వామి, ప్లీజ్ బ్లెస్ మీ టు సే అ ఫ్యూ వర్డ్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్రెజెన్స్ టుడే. రిస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్, brothers and sisters, and my dear Balvikas children, my loving salutations to Mother Sai, the inherent divinity in each one of us. This is a memorable day in your lives, a day to cherish, a day to treasure for the students, gurus and parents when you're graduating with diploma in Sri Satya Sai education, and that too in the immediate presence of our Supreme Master. As I stand here, Lord of nostalgic memories and moments, Swami is speaking through me today, and I think it is the most blessed day of my life. It's a gift from Swami's abode and the organization. I'd really like to begin by expressing my profound and heartfelt gratitude to Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, our beloved master, who constantly guides us, who guides us to discover our everlasting love in all of our hearts. Swami said in one of his poems, "The enthusiasm to talk excessively is on rise. The enthusiasm for action is diminishing and melting away. All lives are deluded as they are full of pomp and show." This is the plight of the lives of modern day students. My dear children, this is the state of our mind today. Technology has been advancing. I myself have been in the field of technology for the past 2 decades. Technology, innovation, acceleration, the change of pace in the industry is wonderful. But please keep in mind, all my children, technology has to be powered with human emotions, with human experience, and with compassion and love. When I grew up, fortunately, there were very few gadgets. Maybe I watched TV once a week, and I hardly used a phone at that point of time. So I really had the fortune of spending time with people. Whatever I am today, the wisdom has really come from the ecosystem and from the teachers around me. Today, even families, how many families sit together in one place and they use WhatsApp for talking to each other? So please remember, technology has to be powered. Ask yourself, when was the last time you've written a handwritten letter to somebody whom you love? When was the last time you picked up the phone and called them to wish a happy birthday, not writing on the Facebook wall and not sending a message on WhatsApp, and that too not with words, with all kinds of emoticons? I still work in one of the biggest multinational companies. I'm with Google now. I worked with Microsoft before. If you ask me, we talk a lot about artificial intelligence, cloud, machine learning. But remember, technology can only be a blessing when you power it with human intelligence and human compassion. A lot of people at my work and even in my home call me a storyteller. But tell me, my brothers and sisters, whoever has been associated with Swami, who's not a storyteller, right? We all have stories to share about Swami. Let me start with, there are many miracles in my life, but let me start with one miracle. 17 years ago, my father was 50 years old at that point of time. He was battling life and death with a heart disease. The doctor walked up to me and said,
My dear child, most probably your father will not live after today. Today is his last day, I think, because he's not responding to any treatment. I was a young 22-year-old girl, single, just working at that point of time. I didn't know what to do. The only person who came to my mind was Swami. I knew he would grace me. I knew he would support me. I knew he would give me all the courage. All I did was I sat near ICU and I wrote a heartfelt letter with all my devotion, really praying, Swami, Swami, please give some more years for my father's life. Because the past 20 years, having been born in a lower middle class family, we struggled both ends to meet. Now, can you bless him a few more years so that he could see me and my brother succeed and live happy lives? I wrote the letter, sealed it, and I didn't use fax. Remember, I didn't use email. I didn't use technology. I used my human devotion to Swami. And I dropped the letter in the post box. And miracle, 3 hours from then, the doctor came running to me. Your father is recovering. We will operate him. And till date, he's alive. So key message, brothers and sisters and my dear students, have faith in yourself, have trust in God. Today I want to talk to you about science, spirituality and service. The 3 S's which shaped me who I am today. By the age of 10, I was very influenced by my aunt because of her values, because of her devotion for Satya Sai Baba. And my cousins like Ganga and Veeru, who've been really Balvika students since very young. I call myself as Ekalavya because like all of you, I did not have the privilege and fortune of getting a diploma. But I was very, very privileged to be surrounded by cousins and Sai family where I imbibed Balvika's values right from when I was very young. And she's a loving sister to me, however, today. She's a National Mahila Council member and a state coordinator for AP and Telangana. But for me, she remains my real loving sister who continues to inspire me in my lives. I talked to you about science. I always had a dream of becoming a computer science engineer. But there is no way my parents could afford a computer science degree in BITS Pilani, but I had a seat in BITS Pilani. All of you know, Swami always immensely blesses us. And I cannot tell you how, but those 4 years, some or the other donors came forward, they funded for my education. And here I stand today as a computer science engineer with 20 years of technology experience. While the 4 years of engineering education has taught me a lot about technology, science, engineering, problem solving, what I used to look forward to is my Saturday bhajan. And thankfully, Swami always has people around you, right? So there was a professor who was a Swami devotee. Every Saturday, there was bhajan at his place. And young students, those of you who know, people thought I was crazy. At an age of 17, I am spending time going to bhajans and temples rather than partying with my friends on a Saturday evening. But I could never explain them the joy, the calmness, like, you know, the heartfelt gratitude I felt after I walked away from those bhajans. And after the bhajan, I had this routine of going to Saraswati temple. And I mean, my Saturdays were probably most blissful. I rarely remember walking away from a bhajan without moist eyes and without my heart filled with joy. Especially when the bhajan sings, Sai Bhajana Bina Sukha Shanti Nahi, Sai Ram Bina Paramatma Nahi. So my message to you children, don't get carried away with the outside world. Outside world is always there to lure us. Focus on your inside world and use the discrimination of right and wrong. Swami has immensely gifted us with that. So let's use that. By the age of about 20, I was in Parthi once hearing to Swami's discourse about love all and serve all. And then I used to ask questions to myself, what is the purpose of my life? How do I love everybody? How do I serve everybody? And I used to ask Swami, can you please help me, like, you know, answer these questions? And that's when I got introduced to service. Whenever I had time, I used to go participate in the local community events. And it was very clear from Swami's message There is divinity in everybody. There is love in everybody. I mean, we all know truth is simple. But to realize that truth is hard. And that's when Swami gave me messages always, you have to do sadhana. You have to do service. Only then you will realize this divinity and love within you and within the people around you. So if you have an opportunity, my children, to serve others, please do serve. Never lose an opportunity to serve. Because if you serve, you become a better human being. You also have an opportunity to make a difference to the world around you. So this is my story of science, spirituality and service. But we are all no different. If I can do this, I'm pretty sure you could all do much more than me. My job and my marriage took me to several continents and several countries where I had a chance to work and to meet some incredibly talented, passionate and compassionate people around the world. All of you know, in a tech industry, we have targets, we have deadlines, everybody expects stellar performance, and those of us who are Swami devotees, we all know we take our accountability very seriously and our work is worship for us. But I'll tell you how I balanced my life. I never manage my time. I manage my energy. How do I manage my energy? Attending Swami bhajans in whichever country I was in, doing meditation, doing Swami activities or service activities. This has been my constant companion. Sometimes people ask me, like, you know, how do you do so many things? And all I have to tell them is, like, you know, be a spiritual seeker, manage your energy, doing the right activities, doing the right service, and you will all be blessed. And study circle was something which is close to my heart because that is something which keeps answering all my questions. I am a product of service and giving. Like I said earlier, I wouldn't have been where I am today if several kind-hearted people haven't worked me. So Swami has always inspired me to give back to the society. The way I give back to the society, I believe, if you give a man a fish, they will eat one day. But if you teach them how to fish, they will live longer, right? So my motto is also the same. Whenever I have time, I teach underprivileged kids or in Sai centers or spiritual centers, I teach value-based education because I feel that goes a long way. I have a very, very personal story to share with you. Probably very few of my family members also know about this story. It's a very intimate story. I hope I share the story without tears in my eyes. But this is an intimate place for me, so I can share it. I lived in Seattle, USA for several years. And like Swami always does, Swami introduced me to a wonderful lady in the Sai Center. She's like a mother to all of us in Seattle, in Swami Center. Like every young girl, I dreamed of becoming a mother. But I had pregnancy loss when about 3-4 years after my marriage. And most doctors came and said, you know, looking at, you know, what's happening inside you, I don't think you could become a mother. Scientifically, it's very difficult. Then I went back to this aunt. And aunt said, don't worry, my child. Swami will bless you. Swami will bless you. And she said, maybe think of it like this. Swami will always bless children, like, you know, uncle was telling the other day, all children are from Master's soul, which means my womb has to be ready. She said, make your womb ready to attract some beautiful spiritual children. So do sadhana, do a lot more sadhana. And that's it. I think in a few years, Swami blessed me with twins. I have boy-girl twins today who are 8 years old. And I named them Nirvan and Moksha because I want their names to remind me every single day that they are the blessing from divine. And when I call their name, I shouldn't get lost in this Maya or my technology or my life. My life purpose is to attain salvation, to attain Moksha, to attain Nirvan. And I hope their names remind me that every single day. So in 40 years of my life, this is what I call myself. I'm an engineer by profession. But I'm a singer by passion, but I'm a social volunteer by choice. I play many roles in my day-to-day life. I'm a daughter, I'm a daughter-in-law, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm an engineer, I'm a leader, I'm a woman, but most of all, I'm a human being. And playing all these roles, especially my dear woman, you know that this is not easy. But thanks to Swami and his teachings, we all know how to do all of this very effectively. Children, you might be wondering, she shared a lot about her personal life. What about professional life? Do these values, do these spirituality and education, does it help in your professional life? I would say absolutely in my life. As a leader, I have led multiple teams around the globe. Like I said, I've lived in three continents, worked in three continents, probably ran teams of more than 3,000 plus people. I have received several accolades in my leadership career. But I'm most proud to say most of my awards were related to my values, because I champion culture in whichever organization I go through. And I'll say a few lines which some of my executives or peers have told me. Madhuri has unflinching integrity at all the time. She has contagious positivity and passion, and she's smiling always. She's a voice of reason for several people in our time. She walks the talk. She preaches what she, you know, practices. But dear children, you all know that this is the power of Balvikas. This is the power of what Swami has taught us. There is no way a mere mortal like me can do all of these things. I humbly attribute to whatever I have achieved, to the upbringing of my parents and mainly to our Supreme Master and his teachings. I mean, I would be a fool if I say if I followed all of them, I would have attained, you know, salvation by now. But I really try to follow. I mean, every day Swami teaches me many things. Madhuri, maybe you could do this more and you could do this more. And one more thing, children, please remember. And this is what my experience have taught us. Success comes from both intelligence and values. But my success, I attribute more to my values and to my spiritual seeking than my mere intelligence. So here's my advice to you, all the children. Most of us do a lot of things on a part-time basis. I mean, we pray at the altar, asking Bhagawan to be part of our life. So I'm going to tell you a simple mantra today. Move from part-time basis to a full-time basis. When you pray to Swami, ask Him not to be part of your life. Ask Him to be your life. And I can say with my own experiences with Swami and life, if you let Swami run your life, you will see miracles. It'll be joyous. Let Him speak through you. Let Him act through you. Let Him do all the deeds through you. Integrate all aspects of your life. And I mean, in Google we have a line, bring your whole self to work. And many people say proudly that Madhuri brings her whole self to work, because I don't leave some of my spirituality at home. I don't leave some of my emotions at home. I take it as a package. As a package, I take what I am in a life, what I am in a leader, what I am as a woman, together wherever I go. And I feel that is the power of what Swami has taught us. And I do want to remind all of us of one thing. We have this unique opportunity to be with our divine. I mean, we are all blessed to have seen God, to have touched God, to have been with God. Tell me how many people have this privilege to do that. He has given us love. He has given us values. He has given us education to enable us to live a purposeful life, a successful life, a fulfilling life, not just for us, but the whole world around us. So my dear students, my dear children, let's continue to be the ambassadors, the messengers, the instruments, and the students of Swami. And let's spread His message, let's spread His love. Let's walk by Him, with Him, through Him. He is our life. Jai Sai Ram.
Thanks, madam, for your great talk. The moment has now again come today to present the Sri Satya Sai Balvikas Excellence Achievement Awards to the selected Balvikas alumni who have excelled in the journey of life on the foundation of Sri Satya Sai Balvikas. I now request Sri G.S.R.C.V. Prasada Rao, IAS retired, trustee of Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to kindly present the awards. I request Sri Nimesh Pandya, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, to join us in the awards ceremony. Mr. Saurabh Kamal. Brother Saurabh is one of the best alumni of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. He worked as youth coordinator. He worked as youth coordinator,
district spiritual coordinator, Vidya Jyoti team leader, and is a master trainer in disaster management team. Mr. Ashok Kumar K. Brother Ashok Kumar is the convener of Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti, Kakinada, Andhra Pradesh. He is the recipient of gold medal for securing first place in integrated course in Indian Railway Institute of Civil Engineering, Pune. Mr. Arjun Rao. Brother Arjun Rao from Mumbai, Maharashtra has completed his commercial pilot training from USA. Currently working with Indigo Airlines in the operations department, actively involved at Dharmakshetra as part of the Bhajan group. Mr. Hirak Pandya. Mr. Hirak Pandya from Rajkot, Gujarat has got an opportunity to serve as district president. He worked as a director with Rashashram Pharma Labs Private Limited and is currently working as marketing head with Maru Industries. Mr. Deependra Pradhan. Brother Deependra Pradhan from Sikkim is presently a Samiti convener and a good bhajan singer. Aburu Sai Ravindra. Brother Ravindra is an active member of the Sri Satya Sai organization. He has had the privilege of being felicitated by Miss Margaret Alva, ex-governor Uttarakhand, for smooth conduct of ONGC Explotech Dehradun exhibition in 2011. Brother Ravindra's father is a Balvikas guru who has been conducting Balvikas classes in 22 village centers every week in Bukaro for the past 22 years with more than 700 students. I now request Sai Sister Rauhina Hans from the state of Haryana to introduce the Mahila awardees. And I request Srimati Madhuri Dugirala to give the awards.
Sairam, from Daughters of Sai, our first awardee is Dr. Karuna Walia from the state of Punjab. Her name was blessed by Bhagwan Baba himself. She has done her PhD in music and is running her own music and dance academy. Also, she is running an NGO named Satyam Divine, which provides shelter to dogs and animals. Our next awardee is Aparna Tiwari from state of Madhya Pradesh. She is blessed recipient of Group 3 Balvikas Diploma signed by Swami in 1978 and is serving as a Balvikas Guru since then. Her mother was also a Balvikas Guru and was also the first Guru in the state of Madhya Pradesh. She is a state coordinator of the education wing. Next we have Uma Bolangadi from Mumbai. Born in a Sai family, she was associated with bhajan singing right from the age of 3. She has sung for many Sai bhajan albums, is currently serving as the bhajan coordinator for Mumbai and is an active member of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. Our next awardee is Mrs. Sucharita Kari from Mumbai. She's having an experience of 16 years in the field of IT, and she has served, volunteered in various IT activities and state office work. Recently, she has started her own brand of merchandise called Living Values, which aims to spread Swami's message mainly through T-shirts. Thank you, Sai Ram.
I request Sai Brother Adirudh to introduce the instrumentalists for a musical presentation from Tamil Nadu.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. We, the Balvikas students and Balvikas alumni from the state of Tamil Nadu, offer a musical presentation at the divine sannidhi of our beloved Mother Sai. On the mandolin is Master V. Sai Govind. On the keyboard we have Pranav Vishwanathan. On the flute, Sai Krishna. Accompanying them on the tabla is Gopinath, and Ghatam is Sri Sainath. All of them have learned and are learning from illustrious gurus in the music field and have been performing in various samitis, sabhas and temples across the country and abroad. Few of them have been blessed with the opportunity to perform in the divine presence. They all owe their success and achievements to Bhagavan's immense grace and love. They will now offer soulful devotional songs at the divine lotus feet. Sai Ram. Thank you.
What a divine and melodious performance. I am sure that Swami has immensely enjoyed the performances of the team Tamil Nadu, offered at his lotus feet with hearts full of love. A round of applause to the instrumentalists. Yesterday, you heard the melodious voices of the girls from Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh singing value songs. Today, you will hear the brothers from Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh singing a Qawwali and value songs.
Om Sri Sai Ram. My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our Redeemer, Comforter and loving Mother Sai, and a respectful Sai Ram to all those gathered here. As we all know, an audio CD by the name Sai Sanskar Geet Mala, Volume 1, was offered at the lotus feet of Swami yesterday, and three songs from the CD were presented by sisters from Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh in front of Swami. Today, our brothers, the alumni and students from Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh, will offer a song and a Qawwali at Swami's divine feet. The song is Sai ki karuna ko lakho salam, and the Qawwali is Haath badhaya hai mere Sai ne. The lead singers are brothers Kapil Khandelwal, Sopan Ambasilkar, Satyam Kehri, Mayank Rishi, Krishnakant Barman, Dheeraj Daksh, Atindra Kulkarni, Varun Bhalla, and Utkarsh Bopche. Swami, we offer these songs on behalf of all your children across the globe. May you be pleased by us. Jai Sai Ram.
जीवन का मकसद बताया, मूल्यों से पावन कर जीना सिखाया, सत्य धर्म शांति प्रेम अहिंसा की वाणी, तुम्हारे ही होठों से सबने है जानी, यही तो है इस युग की गीता कुरान।
स्वीकार करो चरणों में मेरा प्रणाम, स्वीकार करो चरणों में मेरा प्रणाम।
सेवा का रास्ता दिखाया,
चरणों में मेरा प्रणाम, स्वीकार करो 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 चरणों में मेरा प्रणाम।
जिनका चेहरा है
लाख चाहे मगर हो, लाख चाहे मगर तूफान नहीं आ पाएगा। धूप ने फैल कर अब बादलों को घेरा है,
सबकी फिक्र सबका ख्याल रखते हैं, वो मेरे साई हैं जिनका जिक्र मैंने छेड़ा है।
मेरे साई, मेरे साई, मेरे साई, हाथ बढ़ाया है मेरे साई ने, हाथ बढ़ाया है मेरे साई ने,
लालच में पढ़कर धरती की गोदी खाली की,
धरती गोदी खाली की, धरती की गोदी खाली की,
फिर कहर उठा तूफान कोई नहीं रखवाली की,
कोई नहीं रखवाली की, कोई नहीं रखवाली,
सागर की दीवारें उमड़ पड़ी,
उमड़ पड़ी, उमड़ पड़ी,
टूट कर घुमड़ पड़ी,
घुमड़ पड़ी, घुमड़ पड़ी,
साई ने रास्ता मोड़ दिया, आते तूफान को रोक दिया,
साई ने रास्ता मोड़ दिया, आते तूफान को रोक दिया,
गिरते बच्चों को थाम लिया, सेवा का नया पैगाम दिया,
सेवा का नया पैगाम दिया, सेवा का नया पैगाम दिया,
नए गुलशन,
नए गुलशन बसाए हैं मेरे साई ने,
साथ निभाया है मेरे साई ने,
अलग मजहब यहाँ बटने लगा था ये जहाँ
बटने लगा था ये जहाँ बटने लगा था ये जहाँ
नफरत की दीवारें ऊंची थी इंसान की निगाहें नीची थी
इंसान की निगाहें नीची थी इंसान की निगाहें नीची थी
साईं ने दिलों को थाम लिया बस प्रेम करो ये काम दिया
साईं ने दिलों को थाम लिया बस प्रेम करो ये काम दिया
ओ सबका मालिक एक है अमन का ये पैगाम दिया
अमन का ये पैगाम दिया अमन का ये पैगाम दिया
प्रेम को मजहब
प्रेम को मजहब बनाया है मेरे साईं ने
साथ निभाया है मेरे साईं ने ज्वाला भड़क उठी रोगों की बिजली कड़क उठी
रोगों की बिजली कड़क उठी रोगों की बिजली कड़क उठी
कई मर्ज बने मरीज बने किस्मत से वे मजबूर बने
किस्मत से वे मजबूर बने किस्मत से वे मजबूर बने
मुश्किल घबराया मन तड़पे फिर दिल
घबराया मन तड़पे फिर दिल घबराया मन तड़पे फिर दिल
साईं की आंखें भी नम थी करुणा पर उनकी क्या कम थी
करुणा पर उनकी क्या कम थी करुणा पर उनकी क्या कम थी
यह मंदिर जैसा अस्पताल भक्तों को कर डाला निहाल
भक्तों को कर डाला निहाल भक्तों को कर डाला निहाल
बुझे दीपक जलाए हैं मेरे साईं ने साथ निभाया है मेरे साईं ने
साथ बढ़ाया है मेरे साईं ने
loving performance. They truly deserve a big round of applause. Swami says, start early, drive slowly, and reach safely. With his permission, I say, enroll in Balvikas early, go through the three levels slowly, reach the kingdom of Sai, surely and safely. I now call upon Sister Saira Das to give the vote of thanks. Jai Saira!
I offer my humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, revered elders and my dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. When I first joined Balvikas, I wasn't very sure of the reason why I went there. I just knew that it pleased my mother, and I had always had this unending hunger for my mother's love. Since then, till today, there have gradually blossomed a number of reasons why I like to go to Bal Vikas. But the foremost reason is that I am still hungry today, but for my Sai Ma's love. Oh Lord, you address us as the embodiments of love. How can I express my love, my feelings, and my gratitude towards my source of love? Through Bal Vikas, a lot has been achieved and a lot remains to be achieved. But we should be ever thankful to the Lord for letting us be little squirrels in this great mission of His. I would take this opportunity to thank all the alumni and Bal Vikas students for gracing this occasion. I also thank Shri Satya Sai Seva Organization India and Shri Satya Sai Central Trust Prashanti Nilayam for their great support and positive encouragement to make this program successful. We are forever indebted to our parents and gurus for giving us this opportunity of a lifetime of knowing, feeling, and getting the divine love and guidance through the divine touch. Swami, please bless us so that we are able to spread your message to one and all. Let thy love fill our every thought, word, and deed, and enable us to transform ourselves into Bal Sais with the magic of Bal Vikas. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Mata Parvati Pita Mahadeva.
Mata Parvati Pita Mahadeva.
Jai 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 Ganapati Deva.
Jai 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 Jai
गणपति देवा गजानना 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 हे गणपति देवा
गजानना हे गणपति देवा
गजानना हे गणपति देवा
Shankara,
Shankara,
क्षेत्र त्रिपुर हरि साई शंकरा
दशरथ नंदन
राम
हे अयोध्यावासी राम 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 दशरथ नंदन राम पावन जानकी जीवन सीता मोहन राम
पतित पावन जानकी जीवन सीता मोहन राम
पतित पावन जानकी जीवन सीता मोहन राम पतित पावन
जानकि जीवन सीता मोहन राम पावन जानकि जीवन सीता मोहन राम
हे अयोध्या वासी राम 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 दशरथ नंदन राम पतित पावन जानकि जीवन सीता मोहन राम हे अयोध्या वासी राम 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 दशरथ नंदन राम पतित पावन जानकि जीवन सीता मोहन पावन जानकि जीवन सीता मोहन राम हे अयोध्यावासी राम 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 दशरथ नंदन राम
विनाशिनी भव भयहारिणी कालिक पालिनी प्रदायिनि मा त्रिभुवन पालिनि मङ्गलदायिनि मोक्षप्रदायिनि मा निवासिनि मा परमानन्ददायिनि हृदय निवासिनि पति निवासिनि मा सत्यस्वरूपिणि मा साई प्रेम स्वरूपिणि मा विघ्नविनाशिनि भवभयहारिणि कालिकपालिनि मा हे त्रिभुवन पालिनि मङ्गलदायिनि मोक्षप्रदायिनि मा पति निवासिनि मा परमानन्ददायिनि हृदय निवासिनि पति निवासिनि मा सत्यस्वरूपिणि मा साई प्रेम स्वरूपिणि मा
साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक हरि महेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिव जना श्रीपरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आश्रित कल्पल दीपा आप पांडव ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मर्यन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मर्यन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्रायणा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप जय साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारती अंतु मंगल हारती अंतु मंगल गीतारी
नारायण 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 Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki.
Jai.